This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
والسماء ذات الرجع مسمى الرجع وهو المطر المعاقب لمطر آخر مناسبة لمعنى الرجع البعث. The notion here being, they say in old Arabic they used to have many words for the rain. And one of its words was actually الرجع, the returning one, or the one that brings back. Meaning rain that came, then came again, then came again, then came again, or rain that comes reliably at the right season every single time is also called Raja. The sky that possesses the power to bring back rain and bring it again and bring it again and bring it again. Of course, every time it rains, what's the effect on the earth? Life is produced, right? And so the idea is Allah is now taking an oath again by the sky. The first time He took it, He talked about the observation that's taking place. This time He's saying the sky also has the power to produce new life. Two things you have to know to be really truly aware of the Akhirah. One, you're being observed. Two, you're going to be brought back to life again. And both of those are evidenced in the observation of the sky itself. The stars are there to remind you you're under surveillance. The rain is there to remind you you'll be brought back to life. In these two notions, your entire concept of the Akhirah is complete. It's done. So what started with وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ is now brought to full culmination with وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الرَّجَعِ, the sky that brings back. وَالْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الصَّدْعِ, and the earth that has the capacity to tear open. The fath of it, the shaq of it, the tearing open of it, the allowance of the water to be penetrated inside it. And water will do a number of things to the earth. Water will either create there'll be a ditch or a puddle, and water will be retained therein. Animals will come and drink from it, right? Might even become a well, might even turn into a river, whatever may happen, and life will come from it. It may be that the land itself didn't benefit from that water, but other creatures did. Similarly, it could be that the water penetrates deep inside the earth and produces life. That could happen. It could also happen that the water comes and the land gets nothing from it, it just slides right off, and it gets nothing from it, which is actually pretty similar to the effect of revelation on humanity. Human beings, either they are impacted by revelation, that they themselves, you know, blossom, just like the earth blossoms. It may be that they acquire a lot of knowledge of revelation, failing to benefit themselves, yet still others benefit from them. That happens. And then there are others who will take the benefit of revelation that comes from the sky, just like water does, and it slides right off of them, neither benefiting them nor anybody around them. It has no impact on them, right? So Allah is describing now, in this case, by this kind of notion that the sky will bring back life and the earth tears open, it's almost a reference to all three, but it's highlighting one of them in particular, the one that produces life yet again. And we go back to the pregnancy of the mother and the deliverance of the child that was already referenced before, right? So, وَالْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الصَّدْعِ. Now, Ibn Ashur says something beautiful. He says here, وَذَكَرَ مِنْ أَحْوَالِ السَّمَاءِ مَا لَهُ مُنَاسَبَةٌ بِالْمُقْسَمْ عَلَيْهِ وَهُوَ الْغَيْثِ الَّذِي بِهِ صَلَاحُ النَّاسِ فَإِنَّ إِصْلَاحَ الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ كَإِصْلَاحِ الْمَطَرِ. So beautiful. Because, you know, after these oaths, I swear by the sky that keeps bringing back rain, and I swear by the earth that keeps opening up, Allah will next talk about the Qur'an. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ. It's a word that is decisive. It's an absolutely decisive word. So he says, there's a correlation between the statement that the Qur'an is decisive and this rain coming down over and over and the earth tearing open. And what is the correlation? Just like rain benefits the earth, revelation benefits humanity. Rain came for the benefit of the earth and Qur'an came for the benefit of humanity. We could take it a step further. Rain came to bring the earth back to life. The Qur'an came to bring dead hearts back to life, to make them blossom. Rain came to produce secrets that were being held inside of the earth. We don't know what each seed was. We don't know what kind of plant it would produce. We don't know what kind of benefit it would bring. And each human being has different potential, different capabilities of goodness. And the water is the same. But the way that the good comes out of a human being is different from every other human being. Look at, for instance, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Their capabilities and the good that they produce is distinctly different, one from one personality from another. Their strengths and weaknesses are different. What revelation inspired them to do is different and unique, just like water is the same and plant life on this earth is so beautifully diverse, so incredibly diverse. And how even the same fruit can taste so different in a different land, right? Our oranges do not taste like Malaysian oranges. Our oranges taste more like paper. There's a different reason for that. But, you know, to say that in different cultures, different societies, different generations, this Qur'an will produce unique forms of goodness. unique kinds of good will come forth. And this is actually a correlation between those two words. But in any case, let's move forward to إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ. The word فاصلة, الخزرة التي تفصل بين اللؤلؤتين أو نحوهما في النظام. It's actually when you have pearls and between them you put other beads to put gap between the pearls. Because you can't have a necklace with only pearls, that's just too expensive. So you'll have pearls and then create distance by means of other maybe artificial jewelry or just decorative items and then put the next pearl. Right? So the idea of those gap creators is a fasila. Fasila literally actually means a gap between two things until both those things are distinguishable from each other. You know how you have sometimes couches or furniture that's connected? And from a distance it looks like it's one couch, and you can actually pull it apart, it's actually two chairs, right? They're being held together. That's a fasila. Once you move them apart enough, you can tell these are actually two things. They're not one thing. Allah describes, and by the way, the word expected is fasil. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَاصِلٌ. Allah uses the masdar form, fasil. It is a word that is defined. It defines separation itself. Like nothing is clearer in distinguishing right from wrong, good from bad, truth from falsehood, and acceptable from unacceptable. You know, clear from confusing than this book. It is by definition that which separates those things. It is the very definition of that separation. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ. This word is decisive by definition. It's the very definition of decisive. Or decisive, rather. That's what the Qur'an is actually emphatically declaring when it says إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ. You know, somebody who can speak very clearly and make his ideas clear, the Qur'an will express that as فَصْلُ الْخِطَابِ. The power to speak very articulately. And you'll notice in the Arabic language there's a trend. Clarity and separation go together. And confusion and mixing go together. It's pretty cool. For things to be clear, things have to be what? Separated. So you can understand each part. And for things to be confusing, it means things are what? Mixed together. There's idmaj of them, there's mulabasa of them, there's marj of them, there's different words for confusion. All of them go back to the same thing. The idea of things being mixed together. Right? And that's actually pretty amazing, because when you're making an argument, your evidences should not be mixed with emotions, for instance. You know? Or one case should not be mixed with another case. You have to keep things separate to be able to make the right call. That's why even words like mubin come from bain or bana, to separate things. Similarly here, fasl, to separate things. Until you take one thing at a time, you will not be able to distinguish from another. This revelation separated itself from all previous revelations. This message separated itself far from poetry, far from the word of a kahin, all of it. All of these other weak forms of speech. It separated itself so far from the word of a human being. We can speak as eloquently as we can speak. It will never come even close to the fasl Allah created between our words and His word. It's the distance between our word and His word is like the difference between distance between us and Allah Himself. Perfection and imperfection. That's what it is. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ. And so that's not enough to say even. Allah goes a step further and says, وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. And it isn't weak. This isn't weak at all. And this is a very strong thing to say. First of all, it's decisive. It's a word that does not take anything weakly. It makes its conclusive comments on things. By the way, before I move forward, it's important to note the irony of this speech. Rasulullah ﷺ is not in a position of military power at the time, Makkan Qur'an. He's not in a position of social power at the time, economic power at the time. He's at this point the object of either, best case scenario, object of ridicule. Worst case scenario, object of persecution. This is the situation of our Messenger ﷺ. And from that position of what you can call weakness, from a political science point of view, from a sociology point of view, from an economics point of view, from a point of weakness, Allah is describing that the words coming out of him couldn't be more powerful. They're not weak at all. They lay down the law. They lay down the distinction. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ. This is like the word of a judge. But to be a judge, you have to have power. You can't be the one taking the beatings. And so you're seeing now in the second half of the surah, where first Allah described how weak and frail human beings are, what pathetic fluid we're created from, and how we came out of our mothers. It's contrasted now with the power of revelation. You are weak. Revelation is powerful. The word given is powerful. And it's not weak at all. وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. It's not skinny, not well fed. You know, hazl is actually lid the samina, liddu samina. hazala. It's to be skinny or to not be well fed. Just like a baby when it comes out, it needs to do what immediately? Drink immediately, eat immediately, consume from the mother immediately. It's pathetic, it's weak, it's actually mahzul. And a human being that's desperately in need of food or nutrition is called mahzul in Arabic. Look at the contrast. You are pathetically weak. Quran isn't. وَمَا هُوَ بِالْحَزْلِ. It's not weak at all.